Hi there. The word for you today is on love. In 1 John 4 verse 7 we read, "Let us love one another." Love is slow to suspect and quick to trust, slow to condemn and quick to justify, slow to offend and quick to defend, slow to expose but quick to shield, slow to reprimand but quick to empathize. Slow to belittle but quick to appreciate. Slow to demand but quick to give. Slow to provoke but quick to help. Slow to resent but quick to forgive. That's love. Jerry Cook tells about a church where the people made the following pledge to each other. And here was the pledge. "I'll never knowingly say or do anything to hurt you. I'll always, in every circumstance, seek to help and support you. If you're down and I can lift you, I'll do that. And if you need something and I have it, I'll share it with you. If I need to, I'll give it to you. No matter what happens, or no matter what I find out about you, no matter what happens in the future, whether good or bad, my commitment to you will never change. And there's nothing you can do about it." Isn't that great? In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7, Paul writes these words, "Love believes all things." When somebody you care about is called into question, you know what love does? It says, that's not the kind of person they really are, and that's not what they really meant. Paul says love hopes all things. Love sees people not just as they are, but sees them through the eyes of God's grace. And if you let him, God will download that kind of love into your heart. And finally, Paul writes, love endures all things. This word endure is a military term. It means driving a stake into the ground. It's like saying, I'll stand my ground in loving you. So today, take the love God has given to you and go give it to others.